Hello, Tabitha Williams, and welcome to a very special episode of The Topical. That's right, because you were the only one of our listeners to pledge more than $25 to The Topical's Patreon this month. Today's episode is all for you. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical, back with only the news Tabitha is interested in, right after this.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you killed with mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Tabitha Williams. Despite some tight purse strings, this sweet and generous 83-year-old was the only one of you no-good freeloaders who went above and beyond this month. Now, folks, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Our $25 Patreon tier may be our highest membership subscription, but it is by no means the limit. Apparently, Tabitha's the only one who got the message, though, and thanks to her $35 contribution, she and she alone will enjoy today's episode. All right, are you ready, Ms. Williams? Here we go. All the news you want to hear, made possible by you and you alone. Live from the Onion Public Radio studio, in a nice warm room with the thermostat set to a comfortable 88, it's Tabitha Williams Day on the Topical News Program. I'm your host, a very good boy, Leslie Price. And with me is a very special guest co-host, everyone's favorite early bird shift manager from Wiegand's Crab House, Ms. Patricia Danielverds.
Thank you, Leslie. Good morning. And good morning, Miss Williams. But Leslie, my name's actually Patty Danvers.
Now, don't be rude, Patricia. We all go by our full names on Tabitha's Topical.
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Miss Williams is everyone's favorite customer down at Wiegand's. She always makes sure to tip her servers an open butterscotch candy or two.
Yeah, love them. Now, what's the lunch special today?
Today we've got the Friday fish fry with coleslaw, as well as Miss Williams' personal favorite, the Cobb salad.
Wunderbar. That's German for wonderful. All right, now coming up on the show today, bunions. Are they finally back in style? And later, Patty says you'll like this one, Ms. Williams. Corn. Should it be softer? Well, I'd say, of course, it just makes sense when you think about it. But first, we tackle some breaking economic news. Patricia?
Thanks, Leslie. According to a shocking report in today's grocery circular, it appears that Comet Cleaner is back up to the regular price this week at $1.79. And we confirmed with a source on the inside that it's still ringing up at the sale price of $1.49. So it might be worth stocking up on before the system is adjusted, even if you don't typically use it.
Incredible reporting, Patricia. Hey, is it just me, or is the writing on those newspaper rags just too gosh dang small? Tabitha knows what I mean, don't you, sweet tea?
Newspapers have, unfortunately, always been a young man's game. That's why the daily podcast is the way to go.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Now, say there was a way to financially support a daily podcast for a recurring monthly fee. About how much would you be willing to donate, Patricia?
I don't know. Maybe $2 a month?
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, never mind then. Say, any word from the ground on the price of peaches? I hear Ms. Williams makes the tastiest darn cobbler on this side of the equator.
Well, Leslie.
Louder, she's old as dirt.
Well, Leslie, looks like peaches are 89 cents a pound until the end of the month.
Well, hot dog, that's quite a deal. Listeners, more specifically 83-year-old listeners named Tabitha Williams, we'd love to hear from you. What could you get for 89 cents back in your day? Call us anytime, day or night, to let us know. Presumably on the jitterbug your son gave you that I have on good authority is still in its box.
Some exciting news, Leslie. We've got a very special guest on the line. Miss Williams' 7-year-old grandson, Bernard.
Little Beansy, welcome to the program, son. Is there anything you'd like to say to your grandmother? Oh, Bernard, buddy, you're live on air on a very respected radio station that many, many people rely on, but sadly take for granted. So tell me, Bernard, do you get an allowance?
Yeah, I get $5 a week.
Oh, wow. Don't you think you'd love to give some of that money to a daily news podcast?
No.
Fine, fuck it. Anything else you want to say to your dear sweet grandmother? Yes, that's true. But you know what a phone is, don't you? She's listening, and I'm sure she'd love to hear you say hello.
My sister said Grampy is in the dirt, and worms are eating his brain. And worms are his hair, and he has no eyeballs. And someday Gam Gam will be worms, too, and I'll be worms.
Cut
him
off.
So all worms are my grandpa.
Oh, that's Beansy for you. Just a vivid imagination on that fine young gentleman. And smart as a whip, too. Let's see, that interview cut out a bit shorter than we had anticipated, so please enjoy a brief musical interlude we think you'll appreciate. Turkey in the Straw, overlaid with the always popular, always soothing sounds of FDR delivering the Fireside Chats.
As we review the achievements of this session of the 73rd Congress, it is made increasingly clear that its task was essentially that of completing and fortifying...
Well, it's 5:20 a.m., so we won't keep you from starting your day, Ms. Williams. We're going to take a short break, but we'll see you right back here at 3 p.m. for dinner. Oh, yeah! This is fun! Well, Tabitha, I hope you enjoyed your special episode of The Topical, and we thank you again for your generous contribution to our Patreon. But now it's time for us to do our journalistic diligence and cover some news that I'm interested in. Because I am the host, after all, and the host is always the one who matters most, no matter how much of your children's inheritance you give us. So here's what else I want to say today. With all states officially certifying their voting results today and the Electoral College set to make those results official next week, there still may be some work ahead for Democratic nominee Joe Biden, who, despite reports, still finds himself 232 electoral votes short of a unanimous victory over President Trump. Will be interesting to see if Trump can pull off the upset. And with his role as vice president up in the air, Mike Pence is thinking about his political future today, announcing that he plans to form an exploratory committee in hopes of finding a more charismatic candidate than himself to latch onto in 2024. Sounds like it might be his best path forward. Certainly has worked for him in the past. And if you're planning on traveling this holiday season, JetBlue is hoping you'll consider treating yourself with their latest airfare deal. The airline announced today that for a limited time, all passengers that travel in first class will now land at least an hour before the rest of the plane. Well, sign me up right now. I always hate taxiing in the back half of the plane after it splits in two. And that's The Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode and are not Tabitha Williams, well, then I'm surprised, but you can always enjoy it a little bit more by signing up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, I'll continue to look down on you and hold Tabitha in much higher regard. And don't forget to tune in to Monday's episode of The Topical, where we'll take a closer look at skate shoving. It's the dangerous new teen trend that we're really trying to get going. Hopefully, it'll catch on over the weekend. All that and much more for the rest of you dollar donating freeloaders next week on The Topical.